Nearly 100 years of linguistics research has been based on the assumption that words are just collections of sounds, an agreed acoustic representation that has little to do with their actual meaning. Yet a series of recent studies challenge this idea. They suggest that we seem instinctively to link certain sounds with particular sensory perceptions. Some words may evoke a round shape. Others might bring to mind a spiky appearance, a bitter taste, or a sense of swift movement. More than 2,000 years ago, Plato recorded a dialogue between two of Socrates' friends, Cratylus and Hermogenes. Hermogenes argued that language is arbitrary and the words people use are purely a matter of convention. Cratylus believed words inherently reflect their meaning, although he seems to have found his insights into language disillusioning. Aristotle says Cratylus eventually became so disenchanted that he gave up speaking entirely. The Greek philosophers never resolved the issue, but two millennia later, a Swiss linguist seems to have done so. In the 1910s, using an approach based in part on a comparison of different languages, he set out a strong case for the arbitrariness of language. Consider, for instance, the differences between ox and beowulf, the English and French words for the same animal. With few similarities between these and other such terms, it seemed clear to him that the sounds of words do not inherently reflect their meanings. The world of linguistics was mostly persuaded, but a few people still challenged this conviction. In the 1920s, a German psychologist presented subjects with line drawings of two meaningless shapes, one spiky, the other curved, and asked them to label the pictures either takete or baluba. Most people chose takete for the spiky shape and baluba for the curvy one. Though he didn't say why this might be, the observation strongly suggested that some words really might fit the things they describe better than others. His work, first published in 1929, did not attract much attention, and though others returned to the subject every now and then, their findings were not taken seriously by the mainstream. The turning point came in 2001, when two American researchers published their investigations into a condition known as synesthesia, in which people seem to blend sensory experiences, including certain sounds and certain images. As many as 1 in 20 people have this condition, but the researchers suspected that cross-sensory connections are in fact a feature of the human brain, so that in practice, we all experience synesthesia, at least to a limited extent. To explore this idea, they revisited the 1929 research and found that an astonishing 95% of average people, and not just synesthetes, automatically linked two different sensations.